Take your Bibles now and turn back with me, if you will, to Jonah chapter 1. I'm going to read beginning at verse 1 down through verse 7. Listen to God's word, if you will. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Our subject today, the sin of the believer. Our study of the book of Jonah continues as we look at Jonah and the ship from another aspect. Our hearts will be searched and made humble, or we will shall be hardened and made more critical after this service. And so I want you to listen carefully, because there's something here for everybody to listen to. If you're an unsaved individual, we want you to listen because you need to be born again. If you're a believer, we want you to listen because you need to be strengthened and edified in the truths of God. And if you're a backslider, you need to be listening, because we're going to be speaking of you, and we're going to show you that the believers today are, for the most part, the cause of the calamity that's being brought upon this world at this present hour. Our lesson will fall into three categories if we have the time. Number one, we're going to look at the ship as a picture of the world today. Secondly, we're also going to look at Jonah and see in him the necessity of a believer being right with God. And then, thirdly, if we have the time, we're going to look at the method of God's Holy Spirit conviction. You see, Holy Spirit conviction is unknown, it's unexperienced, it's unpreached, and it's unwanted. And yet, without Holy Spirit conviction, no individual can be saved, because 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 3 tells us that no man can confess Jesus as Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what I'm talking about when I speak of Holy Spirit conviction? I hope and pray that you do. Now let's look at Jonah for just a few moments, and we'll see the ship and Jonah are likened to a picture of the world today. We find Jonah was given a command by God to do what? To go to the city of Nineveh and preach. And Jonah was disobedient to the commands of God. The world today at this present hour is like Jonah. It's disobedient to the commands of God. God has appointed a day in which He's going to judge this world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. That man is the Lord Jesus Christ, and God today commands all men everywhere to repent. Now let me ask you a question. Have you repented? If you have not, then you are a disobedient unto the Lord God of heaven, and you are like Jonah. Then we find also the sinner is disobedient unto God, and we see also the world is disobedient unto the commands of God. So is the believer and the church for the most part at this present hour, because we are living in what we call the Laodicean church age, whereby the people rule, and we find that the church in Laodicea was lukewarm. It was neither cold nor hot. It was lukewarm, and God said He was going to spew it out of its mouth, because it said the church and the believer are saying these things, especially in America. I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and they know not that they are poor and wretched and blind and sinful and naked before the Lord God of heaven. This is a picture of the world. Then we find the world is disillusioned as regard to religion. They are complacent with regard to religion as long as there is a calm. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 4, we read, But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Here you have the world, disillusioned as to religion, complacent as long as there is a calm. But we find when there's a crisis, what takes place? The religion of the world is completely helpless in a crisis. These sailors were helpless in crying unto their gods because their gods couldn't answer them. Belshazzar was helpless as they cried unto their gods, and they couldn't answer them. The high priests in the days of Elijah were helpless as they cried unto their gods, and their gods could not answer them. And we find the gods of the present world are helpless in a crisis, because I want to say to you very kindly, there is only one God and one Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the only one that is the Savior of the world, and He is the only one who's the sovereign of this world, and He is the only one that can save individuals from a devil's hell. I hope you have trusted Him. If you haven't, you need to. The third thing about the world is this. It's destined to judgment because of its sin. I quoted you Acts chapter 17, verse 30, and it says very clearly, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He hath appointed the day in which He's going to judge this world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised him from the dead." That man is the Lord Jesus Christ. This world is on a toboggan slide toward hell. It's destined to judgment because of sin, because the Word of God is still true, where it says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." And that includes the United States of America, as well as any other nation on the face of this earth. This world is destined to judgment, and I'll tell you right now, these people, these sailors, I should say, were also destined to judgment, and they knew it, and they were afraid, and they began to cry unto their gods. And then we see also, this judgment was all upon Jonah, because it was admitted to by Jonah himself. We find in verse 13 these words, "Nevertheless," or I should say in verse 11, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." And here we find the deceitfulness, or I should say, the destiny to judgment faced because of sin. And beloved, this world is going to be judged by the Lord God of heaven. Then last of all, there's the deceitfulness of those with the truth. Jonah had the truth, but what will we do? Instead of warning those sailors and encouraging those sailors, we find this is what happened. "But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." He was oblivious to what's going on. He was asleep. He was enjoying his comfort. And beloved, that's a picture of the average individual today with those who have the truth. Our churches are no longer on fire for God. Instead, they've become lukewarm, and they're neither hot nor cold, and God's about to spew them out of their mouth. And the reason? There's deceitfulness on the part of those with the truth. They are asleep instead of being awake and at their post. Because, beloved, now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And as a believer, you and I need to have our feet shod and preparation with the gospel of peace, and we need to have our loins girded about, and we need to be looking for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and expecting Him and working as though everything depended upon us, knowing that it absolutely depends upon the Lord God of heaven. And we find the world today is shot through with the deceitfulness of those who have the truth. They're asleep instead of awake and at the post. And then last of all, the world is dependent upon one person for salvation, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ and none other. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the Lord Jesus at this hour? Look around about you. See the calamity that this world is facing. It's reeling and rocking and rolling like the ship did with Jonah on it as it was rolling and rocking because of the tempest in the sea. And this world today does not have a solution because it's dependent upon one person, and that person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, as these sailors were dependent upon one person, and that person was Jonah. And are you listening? Both of them were Jews. There is no salvation outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, because salvation is of the Jew according to the Word of God. Now let's look again. We find the second picture. Here's the necessity of a believer being right with the Lord. The disobedience of Jonah was the cause of calamity to others. Now you say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? In verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. The disobedience of the believer is the cause of calamity to others. David was guilty of the David was responsible, I should say, for the death of 70,000 Israelites. Achan was responsible for the death of at least 30 Israelites. And we find the necessity of the believer being right with God today is this: the disobedience of the believer is the cause of calamity to others. Do you know why this country's in such a mess that it's in? I'll tell you. It's because the vast majority are not believers, and those that are, the vast majority of them, are like Jonah. They're asleep in the sides of the ship, enjoying their comfort and uncaring with regard to the perishing souls round about them, and we find they are responsible for the calamity that's coming upon this earth because we are not warning individuals. If the churches were preaching what they ought to preach, we wouldn't have all the sin and the incest and the filth that our country is reeking with at this present hour. The responsibility is upon the believer, because we are directly responsible for each other's welfare, and it's the responsibility of every believer. Now, I hope and pray that this will soak in, and I want to ask you a question. When's the last time you talked to your neighbor, or the person you work with, or the acquaintance down the street? Or when's the last time you asked a waitress or something like that, somebody like that, who waited on you, if they had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? My friend, we are responsible for others' welfare. And we find very clearly we are responsible for getting the gospel out into this world with everything that we have, but the average believer doesn't seem to care. The third thing about it is this: it's a disgrace of which is being rendered unto the Lord. Now you say, preacher, what were you talking about? When we are asleep at the switch, so to speak, we sin against the knowledge of what God is in Himself. In Jonah chapter 1 and verse 9 we read, He said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. When we are asleep at the switch, we sin against the knowledge of what God is and who God is as well. Jonah brought out very clearly, God is the God of heaven and the maker of the earth and the controller of the sea. And beloved, if ever this truth needs to be proclaimed across the world, it needs to be proclaimed needs to be proclaimed at this present hour. Then the believer also is disgraceful because of the sin against the experience of what God has been to you. Listen, they asked Jonah, who art thou? And he said, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. How many Christians today tuck their tails, so to speak, between their legs and turn tail at any kind of opposition against them? Instead, we ought to be like Jonah was. He said, I am an Hebrew. And when opposition comes, we need to stand up and say, I am a Christian, and I know the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's in control, and I want to tell you very clearly what His plans for this world are, because they are revealed in the Word of God. When an individual who is a believer is a backslider, he disgraces the Lord in these things. He sins against the knowledge of what God is in himself. He sins also against experience of what God has been to the individual, and then he sins against the consideration of what you have been to the Lord. Now, preacher, what were you talking about? Jonah said here, I fear Jehovah. Well, when we don't talk to people about their salvation, and we don't live for the Lord God of heaven, I'll tell you right now, it's because the fear of man grips us, and with fear of man bringeth a snare. And how many Christians there are that will never testify. They'll never take a stand for the things of God against the world. And we see this set forth in our politicians and in our church members and in our churches and amongst the preachers until one is made to wonder, is there anyone that has any backbone in this country any longer to stand up for the things of the Lord? Most of these preachers are out to build their own little kingdom. And we find they're not interested unless they have a lot of unless money is given to them or anything else. And we see very clearly their greed is set forth over and over again. And these prima donna preachers that are that way, I'm going to tell you right now, they're asleep at the switch because they forget one thing. Every preacher is going to give an account of himself unto the Lord God of heaven. And beloved, you and I better recognize one thing. We're going to face our converts at the judgment bar of God. And woe be unto us if those converts have not been genuine. Now this is a disgrace of a backslider and of a Christian that's sound asleep. Whether he be in the pulpit, whether he be a Sunday school teacher, a deacon, whether he be in the pulpit or in the pew, a Christian who's not standing and living for God today is a disgrace unto the Lord God of heaven. Then, last of all, we find the definite chastisement from the Lord will come. God sent out a wind with regard to Jonah. And we find very clearly God is going to judge the believers of this age. Now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about? Well, listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, if you will, for just a moment. If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And you'll find that in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 17 and 18. Definite chastisement of the Lord will come. Oh, my beloved brother today or sister today, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do, let me ask you this question. Are you living for Him? Are you serving Him? Are you testifying of what the grace of God has done to you? And are you showing it to people by your life and by your actions and by your behavior and by your dress and by your conversation? Oh, if you're not, you're beginning to be like Jonah. He was sound asleep and the ship was about to be sunk. And we find very clearly this world is about to go under the terrible judgment of God. And the average believer is like Jonah. He's sound asleep in the bowels of the ship, and he doesn't care because we see very clearly he's not on fire for God. This is a sin of the believer, and how believers need to repent of this at this hour. Now, in this closing moment, let me ask you a question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Not do you know about Him, but do you know Him? Have you had an experience with the Lord? Have you had an encounter with the Lord Jesus? Has He really saved you? And are you depending upon Him and Him only to get you to heaven? Oh, if you're not, my hope is that something has been said that will stir your heart and cause you to seek the Lord even there. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter Nortier saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you before it's too late.